Welcome to Healthcare Update. We continue our conversation today with Blue Ridge Regional Hospital President and Chief Nursing Officer Becky Carter. We continue to talk about the stress that heat can place on our bodies and the best way for you to stay hydrated and to stay safe. We'll start off talking today about what fluids you should drink.
Water is best. You can take all of your fluid from water and be perfectly healthy and fine. You will get the minerals that you need to replenish from your food. Almost all of us get more than enough minerals in our diet, more than enough salts in our diet. For athletes, people who are working in the sun all day, it's not a bad idea to use an electrolyte replacing fluid, a Gatorade, one of those kinds of beverages that includes energy and the minerals that we need to replace that we lose through perspiration. Typically, those drinks have a lot of sugar in them, so we don't want to get all of our fluid from sugary drinks. That's right. Bad for us in general, so you want to limit it to maybe one or two of your 8-ounce servings in the course of a day.
One other thought, maybe the clothing that you wear, can that affect what goes on with hydration as well?
Sure. It's recommended that we use light-colored, loose-fitting clothing. There are actually high-tech fabrics that wick moisture away from your body, and that helps you stay dry and support your perspiration. That sweating is part of our cooling mechanism, so we want to be able to wick away the moisture so we can continue to sweat.
Now, of course, you can be hot and be working outside and be hot, not necessarily be in direct sun, but you still are a lot of time in direct sun. So what about sunscreens, things like that, to take care of your skin?
Well, we all need to be protecting our skin from the sun, and that means using at least a 30 SPF sunscreen or higher. I think one of the things that people really can and should do is make it part of your daily routine. So when you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you put on your moisturizer, go ahead and put a sunscreen on your face and your arms, especially your forearms. Those are areas that we know in the course of the day are going to be exposed to sun. If we're going to be outside working, and especially if we're swimming outside with less clothing on, we need to cover our whole bodies with sunscreen. I think one of the mistakes that people commonly make is not putting enough on. You need to use, the experts say, at least 3 ounces of sunscreen to apply to your body if you're preparing to go outside, perhaps swimming or sunning.
And one thing that you have to remind everybody, cloudy days, if you're going to be out, you have to be careful as well, because you can easily get burned up as well. So you
certainly
should, no matter what the weather, you really should use it.
Bruce, those UV rays come right through the clouds.
Yeah.
They don't screen it.
So this is really an important thing. I guess we do think about it, because there's a lot of talk about hydration now, and everybody carries some sort of a water cup around with them a lot of the time anymore. But it is an important thing for folks to stop and think about and make sure when you're going to be out, because if you're not used to carrying that, if you're not one that carries it with you, you can get in trouble pretty quickly, really.
Yeah, there's no question. You can get in trouble quickly, especially if you don't have the normal required amount of fluid on board. And I think a lot of people don't. They just don't realize how much. And if you don't prepare for it, you're less likely to get it in. We do need to distinguish between heat exhaustion and heat stroke. We talked about the symptoms of heat exhaustion, the heart rate, the faint feeling, the profuse sweating. At the point where someone is overheated to the point that in addition to those symptoms, they start to be confused, they stop sweating, their skin becomes red and dry, they're at risk of heat stroke, and that is a medical emergency. That person needs to be cooled very rapidly and should always be seen by a healthcare provider.
If those are the symptoms you see, call 911.
Absolutely.
Basically. Folks, take care of yourself. It is August. There's plenty of hot weather left between now and when we start worrying about being too cold. Do that and take care of yourselves. And Becky, thanks for coming over and talking to us about all this. It's great information.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Our guest for the past 2 days has been Becky Carter. She's the president and chief nursing officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Becky, we appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us and look forward to talking with you again soon. Healthcare Update is brought to you by Mission Hospital's Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thanks for listening.